Hey there, welcome to the Student to CEO podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Mason. We're talking to entrepreneurs who launched their business at a young age and they're now killing the game. Tune in to our episodes as these guests spill the dirt on taking that leap into entrepreneurship just like they did. Hey everyone, welcome to today's episode of the Student to CEO podcast. I'm so excited to share that Brooke Jackson is joining us today. Brooke is a high school senior and wedding photographer based in Baltimore. Starting her business during her senior year of high school when she was just 17 years old, Brooke has built an incredible journey for herself and has been featured in publications such as Green Wedding Shoes, Seattle Bride Magazine, Vowed Box Co., and Baltimore Bride Magazine. Brooke, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. I'm excited to be here.
Of course. I'd love if you could start off by sharing with our listeners what you do as a senior and wedding photographer and what led you there.
Yeah. So basically I photograph high school seniors and weddings. There's sometimes like a little confusion when you say you're a senior photographer because when people hear the word senior, they normally think of like the older generation. So I always like to put high school in front of that. So people, it's very clear. So I take a lot of casuals for my high school seniors and none of the cap and gown, but the heart behind my business is to really make them feel like special and beautiful and really give them a day of fun. And so I love to take them into like fields or out into their favorite city or like go along with them on their favorite hobby and kind of capture that casual imagery to kind of bring out their personality in a fun way. And then I kind of put the same energy into weddings as well. So just bringing the couple to life in their photos and helping them and their bridal party and family have the best time they possibly can in front of a camera, as well as images to last for a really long time.
Love it. And now talk to me about your journey of starting your photography business when you were just 17 and a high school senior.
Yeah, so it was kind of accidental. It's like Bob Ross always said, where it's like little happy accidents. So it was just a lot of little things leading up to like this one big movement. And so I was always kind of the friend in high school that, you know, never really knew what I wanted to do. All of my friends were like, I want to be an accountant or I want to be a nurse. And I was like, I don't really know what I want to do. And college is like really intimidating. So I was always the friend that kind of just had a camera in her hand. I would make my friends. This was before Instagram was really big, by the way. So like, I feel like going and like doing mini photo shoots of your friends wasn't as popular as like a 16-year-old girl. But I would always take my friends out to like fields and things like that and just make them model for me. And I was always the friend like at the Jonas Brothers concert that would have their phone up the whole time taking photos instead of actually like living it, right? So now I try and be better about that since I do it for a living. But it just kind of like was all of these little things that were like little like hints or like segues into becoming like what I do now. And so I really was like confused for a while. I think I had started my business when I was 17 in June. So the summer, like right before my senior year, and I didn't really expect it to turn into what it did. But I knew that I loved taking photos and it was extra money at the time. So, but it wasn't until I was like actually 19 or 20 that I fully was like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to do it like full heartedly. So yeah.
Good for you. And was this business something that you also did in college? Like, did you go to college and have your photography business or did you just jump straight into the business?
That is actually such a great question. Cause I feel like, especially if students are listening, this is something that I'm sure somebody can relate to, but I went to community college at first and I went to study business with the hopes of transferring to go into the field of social work, just because I knew I had to select something to focus on. When you're leaving high school, it's kind of like feels like college is really the only option, right? Like especially growing up in a small town, it doesn't feel like any of the alternative ways of like starting your career or anything like that is a huge hit. So I started in college and I went to community college. I started business classes and they were just like really like dry and dull for me. I have like a lot of personality. So it was really hard for me to like sit in classes and learn about like business as a whole because it was more like corporate focused. And so now my like heart is like fueled with like small business. Like I want to help everybody like grow little by little. But I actually ended up taking a gap year after a year of studying business and marketing at my community college and just being like, I don't know what the heck I want to do. I don't know what I want to study, and I don't want to continue to like put money into something when I'm not 100% sure on it yet. So I took a year off. I just worked full-time at a local sushi restaurant, actually, and just kind of like did my business on the side and did like 3 12-hour days at this restaurant and just did that for like a year until I was actually offered a intern position at a program in New York City over the summer. And so I took it and I lived in New York City for the summer and I worked photo this whole summer as a photo intern for this amazing company. And when I got back, I was supposed to start working for the restaurant again. And it was like a week before I came back and I was like, you know what? Like, I literally just did exactly what I always dreamed of doing for this entire summer. I can't just like go back to working in a restaurant and then try and look into colleges again. I just can't do that. So I quit my job and kind of crossed my fingers. I was young enough, so it worked out well in that aspect. But I just quit my job and kind of took the leap and went full-time into photography, and it worked out really, really well. But I ended up actually going back and doing full-time photography and then completing my associates in photography at the local community college. But yeah, that was kind of my journey. It was like a little like ping pong back and forth of like trying to decide what I wanted to do. And I don't necessarily think I needed the degree. I definitely learned a bunch along the way. It was definitely helpful to, you know, make those connections and study what you're passionate about. And it's easy to learn when you're actually focused because you're interested. So I did go to college is the short answer, and the long answer is I went to college, but I learned a lot of life lessons along the way. So
yeah, that's amazing. And there's a few things you said that I want to highlight. So firstly, the fact that you went to community college, which honestly is an amazing decision for so many people, because now it's not really about where you go to school. It's about what you do with it and with your experience. And also too, with the fact that you took a gap year, because I think at this age when we're 17, 18, 19 years old, we have to put these expectations on of being known what we want to do for the next 50, 60 years of our lives, which is impossible. So it's like, it should be more normal and more accepted to go and take that gap year to really figure out what you want to do with your life. And I think it's amazing that you took that internship to be able to get more experience and then kind of have that epiphany, like, wait a second, I just did exactly what I've dreamed of doing. Why would I go back to doing a job that I'm not even passionate about? So I think it's really awesome. And you shared some great tidbits there for the people who may be going into school or not really sure about what they want to do, but still want to get the experience to build their own business.
Absolutely. And I talk to my senior clients a lot about this, but I'm like, isn't it insane that we like are literally supposed to decide what we want to do at the age of 18? Like, you just legally became an adult. You still have a ton of restrictions, but we're supposed to decide what we want to do. And I think our brains don't even fully develop until we're like 24 to 26. So yeah, I think that's so crazy. I've been trying to encourage because right now with Corona and everything like that, everything is like kind of like unknown for these people that are even going into college. And I've been talking to my little sister who is going to be a freshman in college. And I'm like, maybe this is your sign for a gap year. Like, maybe this is like, I know you don't want one, but like she wanted one, but she didn't want to delay her education. But I'm like, maybe this is your time to like take that time for you and really make sure that the money that you're about to invest is something that you're passionate about and you can see yourself doing for a very long time.
Absolutely. I've actually seen and read so many articles that have said the same exact thing, that students who are going to be not only just freshmen in college, but also going to whatever other year in college have been taking more time to think about, like, should I take a gap year and work? Because the experience isn't going to be the same. And also, of course, making sure everyone is safe and things like that. So it's something that is starting to get put more into people's minds of just the normalcy of doing something like this, because there's absolutely nothing wrong with it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm like very pro, like make sure, like do everything you do with passion. And so I feel like if taking a gap year to figure out like what that passion is, and especially if somebody's listening right now and like they have a passion, but they still feel like they need to go the college route or something like this, like this is your excuse. And this is like your time to like really figure that out and be like, I can invest as much of myself into this for the next year and see what comes of it and then make a decision and then see where I want to put my money. Is that into college or is that into my business and things like that. So
100%. And so with starting your photography business when you were 17 and then taking it full time in your very early 20s, what was the most difficult part of doing that?
I honestly, it's everything's a blessing and a curse, right? Like your best things are also like are your downfall. And my yoga teacher actually taught me that. But so one of the biggest hurdles during that time would honestly be my age. And it was that it was hard for some people to take me seriously, right? I was trying to work with high school seniors. So I was around their same age, but I was also trying to work with wedding clients. And so they, you know, weren't that much older than me at the time. I think my ideal client was around like 25. So only a couple years older. And honestly, like just being taken seriously for your age and being like, this is how much I charge, this is what I do, and this is my value. And I'm going to bring that to you, but you have to trust like that my age is not a factor in this. And so for a while, I never would include on my website or anything like how old I was. I wouldn't put like 20 something or things like that because I was really intimidated that people would not even consider me as their photographer just because they would be like, oh, okay, like this is, she's not professional. Like this is just like, you know, her like hobby or like her in between like college life and her full-time career. And so my age was honestly the biggest factor, but it was the biggest blessing because it made me like buckle up and be like, okay, I need to figure out a way to prove that I provide value. And so how can I do that? So even if I said out loud, like my age is 19, how will these people know like she's 19, but she means business, like she is serious. And I feel like that's a lesson that I've been able to carry throughout my whole business because I've been able to, you know, be like, am I still providing value? Like now you're older and like your age doesn't matter, you know? And so it's like, am I still providing value? Am I still bringing my business to life in the way that I want it to be so I can be taken seriously and gain success.
I can absolutely agree with you, Nick, because I had the same exact experience where I started getting into freelance marketing gigs when I was also 17. And so I officially started my company when I was 19, but I had that same doubt and imposter syndrome that I experienced where I was like, I don't really want to say my age because I kind of faced that time where people wanted me to be their intern or pay me like minimum wage for a job that was worth way above that. And I'm sure you had the same experience too. And so I shied away from talking about it. And I feel like a lot of young entrepreneurs are in that same area where they're just really doubtful of the age that they're at because of the fact that people are reflecting their own opinions on them. But I mean, it can also be a plus side too, because we have so much at the palm of our hands when we're this young. And there's people who like look for the skills and experiences we have at this age. And so just being able to embrace it and know that that could actually be a benefit for you, the fact that you're young, is huge.
Right. And I actually talk about this to my email list, but I always say that like your youth is your benefit in this business and it's not a downfall, mainly because you've experienced and seen things so differently from people who have been in this business for years, right? So you're like that outsider unbiased view and you can bring to the table so many things or new ideas or new ways of doing things. For example, like TikTok right now is huge for like marketing your business. And so these people who are starting businesses so much younger are already like aware of like how to make TikToks and the value of TikTok and how fast you can gain traction. And they can start marketing themselves on TikTok. Whereas like the older generations or people who have been marketing, you know, on Instagram or Facebook or things like that for the past few years may not adventure into TikTok until later when it's already, you know, these people have already gained such a huge audience from being on there in the beginning. And so your youth like literally brings so much value to the table in itself that you're just bringing new ideas and new like skill sets to this table and to your industry.
100%. I mean, it's so true. We have so many things that we're experiencing now that we're becoming experts at that people who are older than us may not even know. Like that reminds me of something that one of my very first clients told me. She knew that I was 19 and she was like, I'm twice your age, but you know three times more than I do. And for that, I'm always going to look at your experience and what you're able to do. I will never think about your age or anything like that. So, which was a really powerful statement to say and something that definitely increased my confidence when I needed it. But that's the kind of mindset that you have to have, is not how old are you, but what you're able to do.
Right. I, as that like left your lips, I was like, wow, that is literally wow. Like if somebody says that to you, like you should walk with your chin up so high. For, I mean, like don't let your head blow up, but like you should walk with so much confidence for that next few weeks.
Yes, exactly. And so it just goes to show that, I mean, like it's really is a benefit in what we do.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so on the opposite end of that, Brooke, with just starting your business with the difficulty of your age, what was the most rewarding part of starting your business while young?
I think being able to have that almost safety net of figuring out being an entrepreneur and running a business while in the comfort of my parents' home. So honestly, like when I said like, oh my gosh, like I'm just going to quit my job and like hope for the best. Like I had looked at the numbers and I looked at how many like weddings I had booked for the next year and that I knew I had enough income. But I also knew that if anything was to fail, I only had a few bills and I didn't have rent yet or things like that. And I had, I guess, the space to allow myself to fall on my face a couple times and be able to get back up. And so I was very, very fortunate and privileged in even having that opportunity to still be with my parents, you know, at the age of like 18 and 19. But it definitely like gave me a lot of space to grow and figure out like taxes and bookkeeping and all of that stuff while in the comfort of their home. And I feel like that was really like a huge blessing that I honestly should tell them thank you more for.
You're absolutely right. I actually, in college, my corporate finance professor literally said to my class, like, live with your parents as long as you can. And it's true. Whether you're going into a 9-to-5 or starting a business, but especially starting a business, being able to not have to worry about as many bills as you would have to when you're off on your own, so that way you're able to really go all in on your business, can do so much without having that stress of money and how you're going to be able to pay everything.
Absolutely. And I feel like with running a business, it's not like if you're going to fall on your face, it's when, and it's how you get back up. And I think that like having that space to, I mean, just having that mindset going into a business in itself is like powerful, because you're like, okay, I know that there's going to be failures. I know I'm going to mess up some things. I know I'm going to have to learn some things the hard way, but these are going to teach me valuable lessons so that I never do that again. And so having that space to do it is so like amazing, but then also just like, you know, being prepared for the rise after you fall.
I love that. It's like kind of knowing that things might not work out immediately, but that you can always work your way through them and problem solve and get past them will lead you that much closer to success more quickly.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And while we're on the topic of success, what led you to it?
Oh man. Honestly, so I'm sure you've heard of it. If you haven't, then I really encourage you to. There is a community called the Rising Tide Society, and they really are a nonprofit that's all about community over competition in like for entrepreneurs. And so they were something that I discovered pretty young on. I'm so lucky to know like Natalie Frank and my best friend Madison Short and people like them, and people have lifted me up. I've had the same second shooter for weddings for the last like 5 years. And so having them and having like a community of people that are like-minded and that you can bounce ideas off of, and they know what you're talking about. Like when you're a photographer and you say like f-stop and ISO and shutter speed to like your family and friends, they're like, oh yeah, yeah, cool. But when you say that to like your, right? Like when you say that to your friends, they're like, oh, okay. Yeah. Like I totally know what you're talking about. And this is like what I would do. So honestly, community, I feel like would be the thing that really led to my success, was having people to help me and offer advice. And both of my parents ran their own businesses for short periods of time. My dad still runs his. And so having people that were knowledgeable, more knowledgeable than I am, and
at first it was tough because as like a young person, right, and like trying to get over that whole mindset of like, I'm not my age, I'm my experience. Mm-hmm. I was so headstrong towards my father at first. And I was like, I don't need to take your advice. I'm going to figure it out. And then now looking back, I'm like, man, if I took his advice, I could have, you know, missed like doing this, or like, I could have like avoided this issue. And so I think really just the community and like family, friends, and support. And if any, like if somebody is having trouble finding that community, honestly, like I just like wish you the best. And I hope that you can like search out people in your area or people that have similar niches or people that you can connect with to really build that. Because when you're having down days or you're having hard days as an entrepreneur, which will come just from, you know, having to balance all of these hats that you're wearing, they will be the ones that will pick you up. And that's what keeps you going, so you can continue to build on that success.
Absolutely. And I actually had just interviewed someone else this morning, and I mentioned the Rising Tide Society in that episode, which is a great organization. And it's actually how I found Brooke for our listeners. Yay! I found her through Natalie. So
yes.
It's a really great organization. And I feel like it's definitely geared towards people who are like creative. So like artists and the wedding industry, stuff like that. So if for anyone who's listening, if you are falling under that niche, it would be perfect for you. But Brooke, to your point, just having a community in general does so much. I was also talking about this earlier with the fact that having a community not only gets you clients, but also gets you those relationships of the people who truly get it and people who truly understand what it's like to be an entrepreneur and everything that comes with it. So it can do so much for not only giving you the confidence, but also bringing you business too. And so that's one of the reasons why we have something like Student to CEO, to provide you with a community who, for those who may not necessarily have it in their lives. But 100% agree with you that community does lead to success overall.
Absolutely. I mean, like as a human, who doesn't want to like, you know, we need that like support and that to feel understood. And I think it's awesome to have Student to CEO just because it's like such a specific like niche and like age range. And it's also such a like vulnerable like range, right? Like it's like where like, I still feel vulnerable and I feel like I'm like, I mean, I'm 26 now. And so I feel like it's just a time where it's like such a transition period. And it's like, okay, I've done this for my whole life, schooling, and now I have to go into like what I want my career and how to figure that out. And it's an awkward transition period for everyone, but I think it's great that there's a community of such like-minded and people in this space specifically.
Yes, absolutely. Because one thing that I've noticed, and you probably have noticed the same thing too when you were just starting out, is that when you're young, I mean, you can meet people who are older than you who can provide really awesome and solid advice through their own experiences and lessons, but there isn't that full relatability because of the fact that they're older than you. So I immediately surrounded myself with people when I first started my business, but they were kind of like my parents' age and even older. And even though they are wonderful people who have definitely molded me into who I am today, I really wish I had that specific group of people who are in their late teens or early 20s who were going through the exact same thing as I was, because I think that there's kind of that missing link, as you really just mentioned.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. My best friend is my like almost exact same age. And we actually met at a Rising Tide Society meeting before it was even Rising Tide, like before it was officially Rising Tide. Natalie would hold them in our like town. And I think they were called Creative Cafe. And I think that's where I met her for the first time. And she was like my age and she was trying to do a similar thing. And we just had like very similar personalities, but also different enough to like keep each other balanced. And it was really like when I met her that I was like, I feel so like seen right now. Like from like, I feel like you can understand everything. And I remember we were at a photography workshop together and she was actually working it and I was attending, and she, everybody there, not everybody, but a lot of the photographers there, you know, were older, not older, but like older than I was at the time, because I was still in my teens. And just seeing her like working there and like knowing that we had like this like similar goals and like similar values and things like that, especially like running our business, it was really awesome to like find her. And I feel like that was literally life-changing.
Exactly. It's like when you find those people, it's like, whoa, this is the part of me that was missing that I didn't even know was missing.
Right. Like, you thought that you were content before, and then you like meet these people and you're like, I'm so far past content now. Like, will I have a bad day again? Because these people are like right there to pick me up and they literally just get it.
Yes. I love it. Brooke, if there was one thing that you wish you did differently when starting your business, or even one thing you know now that you wish you knew then, what would it be and why?
Okay. So this might not be, I feel like I want to give like some very positive, uplifting, like answer of like emotion, but honestly, I would have to say to get an accountant.
Like, oh, that is a good one.
Yes. Like, I just like numbers. So I didn't start as like a business minded person, right? I started as like having a passion for photography and needing to learn business to do what I wanted to do and to do what I love. And so honestly, like having an accountant that like can keep me accountable and like make sure that like my business is legal at all times and everything like that just puts so much ease on my, like on me, just because that freaks me out. It gives me anxiety and I don't ever want to have my business like taken from me. Right. And like, even if it's not intentional, like it's very easy to like miss things in taxes or like not know, like who do you ask the questions of things like that? And so, having an accountant, I didn't have the first 3 to 4 years of my business, I think. And once I got one, there was just such a weight like lifted and I was like, okay, I can do this now and feel like very confident that I'm not like the IRS is not going to come after me. So honestly, so it was just really good to have that, anxiety kind of like lifted off me for that specific area of my business, because it allowed me to focus on other things and put my time into things that were going to boost my business up.
Most definitely. And I can agree with that too. I mean, it's funny because before I knew I wanted to own a marketing firm, I wanted to be an accountant. And then I saw my sister's job and she's an accountant and I was like, absolutely not. So that was one of the first things that I outsourced too, was the whole numbers thing, because you kind of get to a point in your business. I mean, when you're first starting out, you really kind of dive into everything on your own and learn everything. But then you get to this point where you just can't do it all anymore because you don't have the time or you're not good at it. So being able to outsource things like finance and accounting is huge to do exactly what you mentioned, have more time to focus on those revenue generating activities and the things that will really bring your business to that next level.
Right. Cause we, like, I'm sure most of us didn't start our businesses to, you know, wear all these hats, right? We have to wear them at first because we have to figure out how to make our business successful enough to continue on and to do what we love. And so once you like, it kind of also is a driving force. It's like, okay, I need to figure this out so I can gain clients and I can gain success and I can like outsource these things to other people so I can do solely what I love the most. And that's interacting with people, photographing people and documenting their memories. And so like that, like using that as a driving force is also so powerful, because it's like, okay, I'm going to figure this out now and it's going to benefit me later, because then I can hand that off to somebody else and solely just do what I love.
Exactly. And so besides bringing on the accountant that's been handling your finances, and you mentioned having a second shooter for the weddings that you do, has there been anything else that you outsourced? And if so, what kind of led you to that decision?
I used to outsource. I used to have a VA, a virtual assistant, and I used to outsource all of my emailing and scheduling to her, and I literally miss her so much. There had to be a few cuts last year in like the budget of what I was outsourcing, but she honestly saved me so much time and she was just so nice. I had like a pal that like checked in on me and my business, you know, once a week, and then like cleared my inbox, organized. Oh man, like I am not the best like organizational person ever, and she just like made me feel like everything, like all my T's were like crossed and I's were dot, like everything was in order. And so she took a lot of time off, and I honestly saw like more bookings when she was my VA, just because of having, you know, this the space to answer more people, and she could answer questions like before they even chatted with me and things like that. So
yeah. Having some type of assistant, whether it's an in-person or virtual one, can do so much. I remember when I hired my assistant almost a year and a half ago, it was like crazy how much more time I had, because what I did was I basically time audited, as I like to call it, but tracked the amount of time it took me to do things that I hated doing or things that anyone could really do, that it wasn't really skill involved. It was more admin type stuff. And I realized that something, say for example, as Instagram engagement, which is so important for our clients, took me 30 hours per month. And I'm like, anyone can do this. And it's taking me 30 hours. Imagine what I could do with those 30 extra hours. And so that was kind of like an indication of me knowing that I needed to pass it off to someone else. And so for anyone who may be listening, who's kind of going through that experience of not being able to do it all, really kind of take the time to understand what can be delegated, because in order to make more money, you have to spend money. And that's like a huge mindset to be able to accept and understand.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like you're hiring your own little like personal hype man, like so that you can, they can like always just be like, you got this, like we're going to figure this out. And so it's also just hiring like, it's hiring your like business bestie, which is great.
Absolutely. And when you're a one person team, you're kind of like unintentionally putting a ceiling on what you're able to do because it's just you who's doing everything. So you kind of get to a point where you can accept more work because you physically don't have the time unless you bring someone else on. So that's important to be mindful of that too, that when you're able to bring on other people who can handle various tasks, that's when you have the opportunity to support and work with more people.
Absolutely. And that was like a really powerful visual to just be like, I like the one person, you're creating a ceiling. Like that is, I feel like I literally just saw it and I was like, oh man, like maybe I need to go like hire more people right now.
Exactly. It gets the wheels turning. Brooke, why do you think it's so important for individuals to start a business at a young age specifically?
Oh man, that is a tough one. At a young age specifically. I feel like if it's something that you're passionate about, that the younger you are, the more like you are willing to risk, right? Like when we're super young, like I always say, kids, I wish sometimes that we didn't grow out of our like non-filter state. Like kids just say whatever comes to mind, right? And so the older that we get, I feel like the more that we kind of like are aware of like the things that could hold us back and or like what we shouldn't and should be saying. And so I feel like the younger that you are, the less of that you've learned so far, and you still kind of like are a little bit in that like unfiltered stage. And so I think that that like brings you like the courage to just like go full force and not really care like what other people are thinking. I mean, now with social media, it's very easy to like start to compare yourself or start to like see like what are my friends going to think, or like especially like friends in high school if you're starting at like that young. And so that, I mean, that's going to come with any job and that's going to come with any decision that you make in life, especially if those are the types of people that they are. But that's not something that affects you and it says nothing about you or your talents or your skill set. That's a true reflection of them. And so I think like having that courage and at that young age, like we all feel like invincible, right? Like I think back to when I was 17 and I was like, wow, like I literally just felt like no one could touch me and I could do whatever I wanted. Like I think I would have tried to like fly if I could have. And so I think that that is like such a strong thing to have and such a like such a good quality to start a business, because you need courage, right? Like you just need that to like back you up and to keep you going. And so I think that would be why I would encourage people to start their business so early.
I love that. And especially too, what you mentioned with just having the courage to start a business, which does so much. It's like the same idea of needing that tough skin. And I feel exactly what you mentioned of just being at that young age. It gives us that. It gives us the risk that we're willing to take and the courage that we have and the confidence to just follow what really we're passionate about.
Yeah. And I don't know if you know anything about Enneagrams, but yes. Okay. So I'm an Enneagram 2. So I'm like super sensitive and like huge people pleaser, right? So starting a business, like I needed so much courage because I was like, oh man, like what if somebody's not happy with the photos? Like what if this happens? Like it literally like drove me crazy to think about all of those things. And so you kind of just have to literally just like step off of your little diving board and just hop in, because and also that's the power of like finding your ideal client, because once you find them and you have them like in mind for everything you do, it's less likely to hit those road bumps or hit those things that are going to upset them, because you guys are on your same level, right? Like you're working to find them. And once you have them, you know how to serve them best because that's what you've worked for. And so like as an Enneagram 2, like it literally took so much courage because I was just like, oh my gosh, like it's going to beat me down for a couple days if somebody really doesn't like their photos. And so, I think that's awesome though, because we all can find that courage inside of us somehow. It's just like, where is it and how can we access that?
Absolutely. I love it. And Brooke, you've shared so much great advice throughout this episode that I know our listeners will absolutely love as much as I did hearing it. But if there was one last piece of advice you could share for someone who may just be starting out, what would it be?
I would have to say stick true to like who you are throughout everything. When I first started my business, I tried to like look at the people who were doing well and look at those who were successful in my industry. And I tried to do things similar to them. I don't think you should ever copy somebody, because I think you always can bring additional to the table. But I was trying to be like, okay, like they're serving this type of client or they're doing this thing. And that's going to wear you out and burn you down. And it's going to not allow you the space to like continue to keep that passion burning. And so I think sticking true to who you are and making sure that every decision that you make is one that's done like with your heart and with your soul, like that you feel is truly you, is the best piece of advice I can get. And then show that off, like show off who you are and show off like who people are going to be hiring and who they'll be working with, because that's also so powerful. And I know that like for me, like I really value seeing businesses share about like, I want to see like, say it's a clothing company, I want to see their awesome clothes and I want to see the things that they're bringing that I can buy, but I also want to see like the heart behind it and what they stand for, because I think that's also just as powerful.
Absolutely. I mean, you said it perfectly, especially because the more you show of yourself and the more authentic you are, I feel like you truthfully get so much closer to connecting with and reaching the people who are absolutely your ideal clients or customers. I mean, if you spend so much time trying to look at what your competitors are doing or trying to act the way that you think you should act, then I feel like you're just totally attracting the wrong crowd of people that you want to be working with. It's once you are 100% you and totally genuine in everything that you do, that's when you get the people that you're like, oh my gosh, this is my people.
Absolutely. Because we choose our ideal clients based on our people. Like, who do we want to be our people? And so I think that if you like start off right off the bat, like this is me, and it's like a take it or leave it. I literally want to start like singing. I think it's High School Musical, but I don't think it is actually. The like, this is me song.
Camp Rock. I think this is real. Yes. This is me. Yes.
That's like what comes to mind every time I start going on this like spiel. But I don't have a great singing voice, so I'll spare everybody. But I really like, if you start off like, this is who I am, it's like a take it or leave it situation, then I think that that's really going to find you your people. And it's going to also bring you like the most, it's going to give you back more from your business. It's going to make like fuel you and keep you going and like light you up inside. And I think, I mean, that's all why we start a business, right? Like we all start a business to do what we love and to make money doing what we love. And so if you are lit up, you're going to have more energy to do just that.
Most definitely. And I mean, especially too, because I feel like there's this misconception in business that when we're posting on our business social media accounts or anything like that, that we need to be absolutely formal and professional and all of those various and synonymous adjectives for that. But there, it's really like not true. It's especially if you're a solo entrepreneur, you want to show up as yourself and show that personality, because as you mentioned earlier, you want to show people who they will be working with. I mean, that was one thing that I kind of had to get past too. And it was probably because I was young, but eventually I got to the point where I was like, you know what? I'm just going to be like vulnerable and I'm going to like show up for my audience and just let them know who I am. And since then, there's been so many times where people have contacted me to schedule like a consultation call and they're like, I don't even know what marketing services I need, but I knew I just had to speak with you and I wanted to hire you because I like your personality. And I'm like, whoa, the fact that like how I just write online and show up for people can do so much. And I feel like that's the same for you, because that's one thing that I love about your presence is that your personality and you, who you are as a person and human being, is in every single thing that you do. And that is ultimately one thing that leads people to success, is just being who you are and finding a way to genuinely connect with people.
Thank you. That makes me emotional. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, honestly, like one of the like most, this is always what I use like as an example, but one of the most responded to videos I ever posted on my social media was me up late editing one night. I like had a deadline to meet and I literally was eating Gushers and a Gusher fell out of my mouth. And like Gushers are my fave. Like I love them. And so like so many people responded and they were like, this is so great. This is so funny. And it was like such, it was poorly lit. It was like, I was not in like quote unquote professional clothing. I was like just sitting at my desk and I was like, I should post this because one, like in like, it's kind of getting to me that I've been in front of this computer screen for so long, but also just as this is like who I am on a daily basis. And that had more responses, I think, than like any post of like, hey, a blog post is up today, or like, hey, like a new gallery is up live today, or things like that. And it's just like crazy how powerful like personal connection can be. I've also like booked brides by like sharing about some like childhood troubles that I had and things like that. And they're like, I've had the exact same childhood troubles. And going into a wedding, like weddings are personal. Like you are mixed into people's families. And so she's like, I feel comfortable hiring you because I know you can handle my family. Like you've shared online that you've gone through something similar or that you know like about this kind of like family dynamic. And she was like, I want you there because I know that you can handle that for me. And so like personal connection is really a powerful thing. And I think we, like I said earlier, like we all want to be understood. So
yeah, you know. Absolutely. It's all just about taking the time to show up and be who you are and the right people will come to you.
Absolutely. But
Brooke, you have shared so much awesome tips with just your story and what you've done to get where you are today that I know our listeners will love hearing. And now I'd love if you could share where they can find you online so that way they can connect with you further.
Absolutely. So you can find me at my website at www.brookemichellephoto.com or on Instagram and TikTok at BrookeMichelleJ.
Perfect. And I'll put those links in the show notes as well. So that way, in case anyone missed them when you just said them, they can click through and find you there. But Brooke, thank you so much for being such an awesome guest today.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for listening today. I'd love it if you could subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with those who could use it most. For show notes and more information, go to studenttoceo.com/podcast.